Chapter 9. The Truth Revealed. So Eleanor told Mrs. Jennings everything.
"Now I understand why the poor girl looks so bad,"
said the old lady.
"And unfortunately, my dear, it seems it is true. The scoundrel is to be married to a rich heiress, a Miss Grey. I heard of it today in town. I think he has treated your sister abominably."
"This lady?"
asked Eleanor.
"Is she rich?"
"Oh, yes, my dear, very. She has at least £50,000 a year. Did you not see her at the ball? A smart, stylish girl, but not pretty. But then, where there is money on one side and need for it on the other, these things happen. They say he is in debt, but I say he had no right to make love to an innocent young girl like your sister, then to run off to find a richer one to solve his problems. Why didn't he sell his horses, sack some of his servants, and try to economize to resolve his finances? No, he would not give up his selfish pleasures."
"And what about Miss Grey's character? Is she amiable?"
asked Eleanor.
"Not very amiable, I have heard,"
replied Mrs. Jennings.
"Well, I hope she will make him miserable. That is what he deserves."
Colonel Brandon arrived in the afternoon. He too had heard the news and had come to inquire after Marianne.
"She is very upset,"
Eleanor told him.
"But she still prefers to believe that it was Miss Grey who convinced Willoughby to abandon her. She refuses to accept that his character could be so bad."
Colonel Brandon said nothing at first. Then slowly he began to talk.
"Miss Dashwood, there is something which I feel I must tell you. Something which may help you to understand what sort of man Willoughby really is,"
he said.
"I hardly know where to begin. First, I must tell you something of my own sad history."
"Please, go on, Colonel,"
replied Eleanor, intrigued.
"You may remember, some time ago, I mentioned a young lady who I was attached to in my youth. I said she resembled your sister."
"Yes, I do remember."
"This lady was an orphan who was educated by my father, her guardian. We grew up together, and I cannot remember a time when I did not love her. When she was 17, however, it was decided that she should marry my brother. She was rich, and our family's estate needed capital. We were both heartbroken and decided to elope to Scotland, but at the last moment we were betrayed by her servant. My father was furious and banished me abroad until she was safely married. My brother was not a good man, Miss Dashwood, and he did not love her, but like many women she had no choice but to do as her family dictated. I came home, hoping that if I were near her, I could help her to bear the unhappy situation. But my brother was cruel to her, and she was very miserable. I couldn't help her, and eventually I went abroad again. Sometime later, I heard that my brother had decided to divorce her. She had been seduced by a young nobleman and had fallen in love with him. When he later abandoned her, she was desperate and ran away. No one knew where she had gone. I came back to England to try and find her, but it took many years. Finally, I discovered her in a debtor's prison. She was very ill with tuberculosis and had no money. I took her to a safe place and did what I could to make her last months comfortable. She died soon after."
"I am so sorry,"
said Eleanor with tears in her eyes.
"She asked me one thing before she died, that I should take care of her only child, the illegitimate daughter of her affair. Although I knew nothing about children and was not married myself, I accepted. I have looked after the girl ever since. People believe she is my own daughter, but now you know the truth."
He paused for a moment, then went on.
"All this happened many years ago. Until recently, the child, Eliza, was at boarding school. But last spring, just before her 17th birthday, she asked me if she could go to Bath with the family of her school friend. I agreed. The family seemed respectable, and she went there for a month. Then, suddenly, she disappeared. We searched for her everywhere, but she could not be found. I did find out, however, that she'd often been seen there with a certain young man."
"Not Willoughby?"
cried Eleanor suddenly.
"I'm afraid so. I kept searching, but 8 long months passed before I received any communication from her. It was in October. You remember we were all at Barton Park together when I had to leave unexpectedly. Mr. Willoughby was most displeased, that I had broken up our happy party. If only he had known the reason. Eliza was alone, and heartbroken when I found her. He had abandoned her. At present she is in the country, awaiting the birth of her child.
Eleanor repeated Colonel Brandon's story later to Marianne, as gently as possible. Her sister seemed to believe it, but now she was more miserable than before. She felt the loss of Willoughby's character more than the loss of his affection for herself. The idea that she had fallen in love with such a callous man was unbearable for her. A letter arrived from their mother. Mrs. Dashwood felt that returning to Barton would be worse for Marianne. There were so many places and things there which would remind her of Willoughby, and at this time of year there was very little entertainment in the country to distract her. She recommended that the girls stay in London. Their brother John and his wife would soon be arriving too, and she thought it correct that they should wait to see them, since, despite the coldness between them, they were still family. So the girls remained. 2 weeks after Marianne had received Willoughby's last letter, Eleanor heard that he was married and had gone to his estate in Somerset with his new wife. Marianne heard the news in silence and seemed calm. Eleanor was relieved that there was now no danger of meeting him when they went out. About the same time, the Miss Steeles came up to London. They were staying at their cousin's house in Holborn, but lost no time in presenting themselves at the Middletons in Conduit Street and at Mrs. Jennings' house in Portman Square. Eleanor was not pleased to see Lucy. Her sly confidences about her engagement to Edward upset her, but she tried to seem indifferent and not let the vindictive Lucy see how much they had hurt her.